and welcome to the Supersized Phys Ed podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm here to talk about being like Mike. Now, it might not be the Mike you're thinking of. If I'm thinking of Mike, I'm thinking of Michael Jordan and his greatness and the commercial that you say, be like Mike, or I want to be like Mike. That is not the same Mike, although that'd be pretty cool to be like Mike, Michael Jordan. Anyways, I have a different mic to talk about, so here we go. So, welcome everyone. The mic I'm talking about is not a Chicago Bulls former player who was, in my opinion, the best, I know we can have this debate, basketball player ever. It is not Michael Jordan. It is Mike Wazowski, the furry green one eyeball character from Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University. Yes, be like that, Mike. And I'm going to give you many reasons why today, hopefully, you will get where I'm going with this. So first of all, I love Monsters University. I love Monsters, Inc. as well. But with my two kids growing as they were growing up, Monsters University was, I believe, the first movie we took our son to, and it was just great. I absolutely love everything about Monsters University, and there's a lot of animated movies like that that I enjoy, and now my kids are getting older. I have to kind of convince them to watch those with me, or I'm just kind of some old guy watching, you know, cartoons on the TV, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it's better watching with my kids. I don't feel as weird, I guess. So anyways, Mike Wazowski, I'm sure most of you know who that is. I might give a spoiler alert as to the ending of Monsters University, but that's okay. I think, again, if you haven't seen it yet, you need to see it. And if you haven't seen it yet, I'm also not spoiling some massive conspiracy theory, weird, crazy ending. I think you'll get it as we go. So our hero in this case, Mike Wazowski, is small and green and not scary. He works his tail off or butt off or whatever that end of his area is. I don't know. He's a cartoon character. I don't know. Whatever he is, he works hard. He studies hard. He is strategic in what he does and how he teaches his undersized and, not so scary crew of scarers, except for Sully. Of course, Sully's the big guy who doesn't really even try. He just is scary as he is. But, you know, Mike has his dream to be a scarer on the Monsters, Inc. floor. And, you know, he's just a small underdog. It makes me think of Rudy, I guess. He's Rudy. Mike Wazowski is Rudy. But, you know, again, throughout the movie, he's just the underdog. He doesn't do anything scary. He's just not scary. And that's his dream. And he just keeps going with it. And, you know, this is going to be a real long episode. I'm not going to go into great detail of the whole movie. But, you know, the ending, here's my spoiler alert, I guess. They get kicked out of school for cheating. And, you know, they don't know what they're going to do. They don't know if they're going to stay together, Mike and Sully. They don't know, you know, what the future holds for them. And I think the best part of the movie is actually the end. And it, after watching it a time or two, I was like, wow, this is just a metaphor for life, what he does here. Throughout the movie, he is constantly being told, or not constantly, but a few times being told by the, you know, the big dogs on campus, the big scarers. You know, there's always room in the mailroom, the Monsters, Inc. mailroom for them to get a job, you know, just making fun of them. And, you know, at the very, again, last couple minutes of the movie, he looks at Sully. He's like, you know what? There's always room in the mailroom. And not only that, he challenges them to be the best mail deliverers or mailroom attendants possible. And they do that. They set the record. They keep showing this little montage at the end. They set the record for the most, you know, mail deliveries. And then they keep moving up in the, you know, they move up from the mailroom, they go to the cafeteria, they become, you know, the employees of the month, they become these can wranglers, which is those scream can wranglers. And they just keep working their way up and up and up and challenging themselves. And whatever job they have, they want to be the best at that job. And it shows because they keep working their way up the chain, up the ladder, until they're finally on the scare floor, where Mike is like the coach and Sully's a scarer. And, you know, his first day at work, you know, they're walking into the scare floor or on the scare floor, and he just has that look in his eye like, you know, he made it. That's his dream. That's what he wanted to do. And what's even better, if you watch Monsters, Inc., is that at the very end of that, they kind of flip-flop where it becomes about laughs, not screams. And so Sully is the can collector, the big guy, and Mike becomes the comedian that goes into the rooms and collects the laughs. So it all works out for him because he worked hard, he trained hard, he had a positive attitude, and he kept setting goals for himself and Sully, and they never gave up on their dreams. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but it's just a cartoon, but it is a metaphor for life. And I just want you to think about that, to be like Mike Wazowski. And let's put some PE implications here, some real life implications here, because again, he's a green guy with one big eyeball. So anyways, let's go to our cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your tip of the day is to obviously be like Mike. Of course, we're going to be like Mike. But I want you to think about what he did in particular. Again, he basically gamified his life. He set goals. He worked his way up the ladder. You know, he said, well, you know what? Fine. We're going to be at the bottom, but we're going to be the best bottom crew ever. And then they kept going and they kept going. So do that. Gamify your life, set goals, and have rewards as you go. That could be in fitness. That could be as you teach. That could be anything. You know, just gamify, set goals, give yourself rewards, give yourself a break, but keep going. Don't stop. Never give up on your dreams. That is the main thing. Do not give up on your dreams. I know that's not just a PE thing. That's a life thing. My dream was to teach PE. And, you know, I feel like I got a lucky break sometimes. I did. I got a lucky break. And that's a story I've told many times about the PE teacher quitting and my principal calling me up over the summer and offering me the job. And, you know, I could have turned it down because I didn't know much about it. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I'd never taught outside, let alone at the time, five classes, I think, at a time, or six, actually, with three paras. I never did that before. But, you know, I decided I'm going to go for it. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. So never give up on your dreams and keep going. That is the Mike Wazowski attitude. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. These are some of the lessons that are in my book, The Teacher, The Chef, and The Hockey Player. So I do talk about this in a little more detail, to be like Mike, and some of the other principles I've gone over in the recent episodes. So if you haven't grabbed a copy yet, please do so. It is The Teacher, The Chef, and The Hockey Player, and it is in all formats, really. And it's also in the show notes, in the links. So hurry and grab yourself a copy today. So have a great day, week, weekend. Whenever you're listening to this, you are awesome, PE Nation. Let's keep pushing our profession forward.